Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio. And I am your host, Jim Masters. It's 1 p.m. Eastern here at our broadcast center. Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest comes to us live and direct from one of the great American cities, beautiful Denver, Colorado. We were just chatting about on the television side of what we do with Close Up Television Radio. We also do television video interviews that I host and produce. And we were out there filming in the Denver area, and Red Rocks was the location, and what a beautiful spot. If you ever get a chance to go out to that part of the United States, the Denver area, Colorado, Red Rocks, Colorado Springs, all of it, very beautiful. And peaceful and just inspirational, and it's a gorgeous area, and that's where she is. And she's a certified coach and the founder of Alicia Llewellyn Coaching through a combination of coactive coaching. And we're going to define what coactive coaching is as well in just a moment. Along with Reiki, Alicia guides her clients through transition to find their truest self. Her clients are on the cusp of something more or something different. They're not just not sure really what it is that they want quite yet. So it's her job to hold them accountable and hold a safe space for them to align with their values and confront their saboteur, which is oftentimes themselves, so they can stand in their power and define fulfillment for themselves. Alicia's ideal clients are leaders and high achievers in transition. Whether it's entering or exiting a relationship or heading into the C-suite in a corporate setting, or embarking on an entrepreneurship or beginning a passion project, Alicia's coaching offers a container for exploration, discovery, and accountability. After a successful career as a finance executive, Alicia realized she had always found purpose in mentoring. Today, Alicia also works with small businesses as a strategy consultant, whether guiding a client through transition of consulting or on business strategy, things of that nature. What really sets her apart is her ability to seamlessly blend her mastery of Reiki into her coaching approach. Spend so much time in our minds and our bodies, she says, we forget about the energy of who we are and how we're contributing to this life and all the things we do. So for those who are interested, Reiki is the missing link to coaching in corporate America. It's a way for her to gather data on her clients by evaluating that energy that they're bringing and to use it as a tool in the work together. It's really fantastic work that she's doing, and she loves every minute of it, and we are very, very excited to have her here on the show. Alicia Llewellyn joining us live and direct from Denver, Colorado. Alicia, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
You are very, very welcome, and I want to let folks know that they can go to AliciaWellen.com to learn more. We'll mention it during the course of the show, and that's spelled the last name Llewellyn, AliciaWellen.com. How did you first get introduced to coaching, and what are some of the inspirations that you've had on your own personal life's journey, Alicia, that pointed you in the direction of doing this work and realizing that, again, it's not work that you just want to do. It's really in your DNA. It's work that you have to do.
Yeah, that's just it. It really was a calling for me. You know, I was in the financial services industry, going on 20 years now, and in all of the different firms and corporations that I worked at, there were always mentoring programs that I liked to participate in. Sometimes as a mentor and sometimes as a mentee and, you know, sometimes a mix of both depending on the relationship. And, you know, I started getting a lot of really great feedback from mentoring people that I worked with and, you know, hey, why don't you do this for a living? You should get paid for this. You're so good at it. So, you know, I heard that enough and you know, the universe never lets you miss out on what's meant for you. So I kind of had this nagging for many, many, many years. And, you know, finally got to a point where I wanted to turn into that and explore it a little bit deeper. And so I did. I figured, you know, I'm not going to regret learning something new. So I started looking at some coaching certification programs. There's so many coaches nowadays, and everybody calls themselves a coach. And so it was really important for me to be credentialed. So I did some research, found a program that seemed very suitable for me, got a lot of great feedback on it. And, you know, I decided to jump all in. So I signed up for the courses and the certification. And truly, it was just answering a calling. I took one step forward, and the universe took 10. Before I knew it, I was certified and had launched this business and started receiving referrals. And it's been, you know, a really fulfilling and rewarding experience so far. I, you know, really am enjoying giving back and, you know, grabbing onto those clients and helping them do work that is unique to them and something that is a calling for them. So that's sort of how it started.
That's fantastic. That is great. And again, I love to ask that question because then the audience realizes this is work that really speaks to your heart. It's work that you are so passionate about, and you really, really are. And you do this co-active coaching, which I find really fascinating. Tell us about that. What is co-active coaching, and what distinguishes it maybe from other forms of coaching and styles that are out there?
Sure, yeah. Coactive coaching, anybody can look it up online. It's the Coactive Training Institute. And, you know, their sort of fundamentals, it's a series of courses, but it's really about co and active, right? So it's not just about setting goals and how to reach those. We can do that, you know, in a number of different ways. And it's I don't want to say easy, but it's routine to do that. You set goals and achieve them. But the co piece is really about who do you want to be? So who are you now, and who do you want to be as you're going through this transition and sort of attaining those goals, and how do you want to show up and sort of, you know, as you become your next best version of yourself, what does that look like, and how is it different from where you are now to where you're going? So it's a lot of co, again, is the piece of who you want to be and the active, and that's the doing part of what you want to do.
So when we talk about this, is there an ideal client, or is it really for anybody and everybody?
Well, there always has to be chemistry, right? And again, like I had said before, there's a lot of coaches out there, and we all bring something different to the table. And everybody is unique, and they are on their own unique path. And so that chemistry is really important when you're hiring a coach. And so for me, you know, I do meet and greet sessions, and, you know, it's kind of getting to know each other. The client's getting to know me. I'm getting to know them, you know, and I want to be sure that it's very valuable and resonant on both ends. If it's, you know, if there's not chemistry there and it's not valuable and resonant both ways, it's probably not going to be the most successful relationship. And so it's really about, you know, an ideal client for me is anybody who's going through a transition, of course. That's sort of the common denominator with who I work with. But it's also about, you know, how they want me to show up for them and how I want to show up for them and the synergies that we have there. So I wouldn't say that, you know, it's a one-size-fits-all. It's certainly, you know, some people need something a little more rigid. Some people need, you know, a specific agenda and a checklist and certain curriculum per se. And that's not totally what I offer. It's more of creating a container for exploration and discovery. I always like to say, if you're going through transition and you're about to transform into your next highest self, there's a lot in that container that you can't account for. I can say I am very much a type A person, so I do enjoy structure and checklists and a little bit of rigidity. But with coaching in particular and this style of coaching, there's a lot of magic and wonder that sort of lives in that container as we're exploring and discovering who you are and what you want to do. And you can't always account for that. You've got to allow space to receive and release and see kind of what comes up in the moment. So if you're looking for a big transformation and to do something totally different and be something totally different, then you've got to allow for something you just can't account for.
That's right, exactly. So where does this desire, you think, to help people come from within you? I mean, as I mentioned in the beginning, and you alluded to a little bit when talking about how you got introduced to it all, it's just something that is a true deep passion for you, isn't it, Alicia?
It really is. Like I said before, it's very much a calling. It's very much a passion. I get very excited for people on their various graduation days. You know, we all go through them, and you get that feeling that you can't quite replace as you're doing something bigger, better, different. And, you know, going through something, sometimes it's really hard that maybe you've always wanted to do and you just can't quite get where you want to go. So it's, you know, what's inspiring to me is every client is different. Their path is very unique. It's very different. No two clients are the same. And watching them achieve something or get to a place where they've always longed to go, to sort of level up and be bigger and better versions of themselves, that's really where the fulfillment lies for me. You know, guiding them and sort of showing them, hey, you know, everybody has a saboteur or limiting beliefs, hurdles that sort of get in the way of something that we really want to do in this life. And so that's where I just love coaching for the greater good and giving back so that, you know, I can just watch people discover the world, really this new part of the world for the first time. It's sort of, you know, very much like being a parent. You watch your kids discover the world for the first time and, you know, the magic and wonder around every corner. And a lot of times that's missing. And sometimes people don't think that fits into corporate America or business, but there's always different vantage points, always different perspectives and different ways of looking at things and strategizing to do things differently and making that difference. And so watching a client sort of go through that and their eyes light up and sort of break down those limiting beliefs and find their leader within, that's really what I'm doing and why I'm doing what I'm doing, is just to empower people, get them aligned with their values, defining fulfillment, getting rid of the saboteur, and just, again, empowering them to do what they're here to do.
Transition is a real big part of all of this, and a lot of people are experiencing all kinds of transition in the last 2 years with everything that's been going on in all of our lives. Tell us about transition, the importance of it, and what's the strategy portion of it?
Yeah, I think, you know, transition, we all go through transition at various points in our life, and it doesn't happen just once. It happens many, many times, and sometimes that leaves us fearful, uncomfortable, not really sure, you know, what to expect, sort of fear of the unknown. But what we can't deny is that there's a shift happening in our lives, and when you get curious or perhaps scared about what comes next, you may sit back and think, oh my gosh, am I too old to do this? Am I not credentialed enough to do this? Am I not smart enough to do this? And, you know, it's, again, the universe is always going to nag you. You're always going to have this need or this want or this thought or this drive to do something. And taking that first step can sometimes be a little daunting. You know, how do you start? Where do you start? What are the resources? And so it's really that persistent voice that keeps reminding you that you're ready for something new and different. And so you're on the cusp of this transition. And that's really where a coach comes in, is to help tease that out and facilitate the process so that you can do something, you know, that you've never done before. The strategy piece of it is really a lot about being clear and intentional. A lot of times, you know, a common denominator in my process with my clients is talking about values. Everybody comes in for a strategy session before we even start coaching, and we really design an alliance together. How do they want me to show up for them? What motivates them, et cetera, and, you know, what are my expectations of them as a client? And within that, we talk about values and what are your values? What do you live by? What are your mantras? What are your affirmations? And so really getting to know the person and who they are and who they want to be. And it's very interesting, you know, values work. You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, yeah, I know my values. But when we go to list them, it actually, you take a step back and think, oh, you know, I haven't actually listed them out. Let's think about this. So it's quite a fulfilling process to just go through and actually name the values that the client is living by. And once I have a good understanding of that, then we define fulfillment. And what does that look like for each client? What are they chasing? you know, what is the big agenda and the little agenda, and in a very big, visionary, beautiful way, sometimes idealistic, you know, who do you want to be and what do you want to do? And the third component of the strategy for, you know, the personal side of the coaching is the saboteur, that limiting belief, that imposter syndrome, that negative self-speak. I've yet to meet anyone who's not subject to that. Everybody's got a bit of it sort of in their way. And once we sort of name that, get acquainted with the saboteur, it's very easy for us to recognize it in the coaching sessions, you know, get introduced to our leader within so that that leader can sort of show up against the saboteur, and we start creating patterns and tools and skills in our day-to-day tasks and lives, to navigate around or through those limiting beliefs and the saboteur. The strategy for the business side of it looks very similar. You know, instead of looking at the person, it's really looking at the company. You know, who is the company? What is the company? What's your product or service? You know, we look at some financials, but then the golden piece for me is the niche. And, you know, what is the culture of the company? What is the vision? What are the unique things that you want to bring forth with, you know, mission and vision? And really the culture is the crux of that. And then that's where we get into the people, right? It's sort of a tiered process. We look at the business and then we look at the people. How are we all contributing? Who do we want to be? What do we want to do? And then where can the business go?
So as strategy is essential to transition, I would imagine you really can't attack, as you're talking about, you can't really just attack the problem in a vague way. You know, let's just try this. Maybe this will work. You really have to have a plan. And this is where you help people greatly, is helping them sort of devise the plan as a listening ear, as somebody who's a guide for them. You know, obviously they have to take responsibility for their lives and what they're doing and what they want to do, but you're sort of that conduit that gets them going and gets them spurred into action so they can take the reins and go forward, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like how you describe it as a conduit, because that is very much it. You know, a lot happens in the moment. Again, we're not dealing with a super rigid agenda. Now, of course, there are some you know, points in time that we check in and landmarks of what we're doing. But a lot of the magic and wonder and transformation really does happen in real time. And so it does take, you know, my keen eye, my keen ear, active listening, asking powerful questions to really tackle it in the moment. And to your point, you know, if you're going through transition or there's hurdles, it could be little tiny details that a lot of times clients gloss over because they're so used to it being part of the personal or the business makeup and sort of how they operate and something they've always done that it's just sort of second nature to them. Me being sort of the disinterested third party coming in and hearing things sometimes for the first time, it's really exciting for me to say, oh, hold on a second, I'm going to intrude here and sort of hold up a mirror and say, you know, this is what I'm hearing. And sort of that light bulb moment, it's really shining a light on blind spots for the clients, whether it's in their personal or professional lives. And again, things that they sort of just take as routine or pattern or part of who they are or what they're doing, we sort of take a step back, get a different perspective and evaluate things. And oftentimes it's the place that's been lying dormant that they haven't paid attention to where that rises up to show them something different and new, bigger, better, different, however they define it.
That's right, however they define it. And it's not a cookie cutter, one-size-fits-all situation. You also, which I think is really exciting, you incorporate Reiki into the work as well, and you are a Reiki master as well. Tell us about that integration of Reiki into the actual work. How do you feel, Alicia, it actually enhances the coaching process?
Yeah, you know, Reiki's not for everybody. I'm sure, you know, some of the listeners are like, oh, this is where you lose me, or it's a little too woo for me. And it's, you know, I'll admit it's a little alternative. And quite frankly, you know, having a 21-year business acumen and sort of living in that corporate environment, there's not a lot of space for these alternative measures. I can tell you that I was sort of called to Reiki as, you know, just to do something for fun. I had three different people, you know, in about a year's time ask me, like, hey, I think you be really good at Reiki. Have you ever tried it or interested in it? And I was always, you know, no, not at all, not for me. I corporate ladder kind of girl, you know, not really into it. And I heard it enough that I thought, you know what? I won't regret learning this either. Why not look into it? Why not have some fun with it? So I looked into the Reiki attunements. Someone here locally in Denver who I know attuned me. And it really was not anything that I had planned to incorporate into coaching until I got through the classes and realized that there was somewhat of a niche there. And really how it came to be, Jim, was that as I was coaching people, I realized, you know, we spend so much time on our minds and our bodies, education and health and wellness, that we forget about the third component, and that is our energy. And, you know, that vibe that you get when you enter a room or when you're doing a presentation or articulating yourself in a meeting, you know, there's spoken word and there's credentials and articulation and professionalism and diplomacy, all these things, but there's something that's not tangible, and that's the energy that you're bringing to the space. And so I started playing around with that, and I introduced Reiki into my coaching, and it really served as very much a complement to what I'm doing with the coactive coaching, and that is, you know, who do you want to be? So the energy and the Reiki piece is another component of that. And what's really beautiful about it is when I do a Reiki session in the beginning of a coaching relationship, it gives me indirect data. And so I'm able to gather additional information about the client that is 100% of the time useful within the coaching sessions. And it's not something that they would promptly offer up or even know to offer up when they're telling me about values and fulfillment and how they're showing up. This is very indirect. And so the Reiki piece is a way for me to get that without them having to necessarily serve it up. For those of you that don't know what Reiki is, it's, you know, it's a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation. It's sort of an energy clearing. It's, you know, very safe. It's through meditation. I actually specialize in remote Reiki, so I have clients all over the world that hire me to do sessions with them. It's basically, you know, everybody has an energy body. Some people call it the aura, which is your energy field. You've got the chakras that are from top to bottom, the energy centers throughout your body, and then the meridians are the energy pathways. So the energy field or the aura takes in the energy, the chakras break it down, and the meridians distribute it through your body. So through the session, I'm touching on all of the chakras, balancing, sort of clearing any blockages that come up. And it's just a really cool, you know, added piece of coaching that sets me apart. Again, like I said earlier, there's a lot of coaches out there, a lot of people that call themselves coaches. It was important for me to be credentialed, so I added Reiki Master onto the list, became attuned, and now it's part of the offering. And, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not, you don't have to do it if you're coaching with me. Some people hire me just to coach. Some people hire me for consultation. Some people hire me just for Reiki, and some hire me for a mix of all three.
So there's options and there's choices and a lot of different things that are available to your clients, which I think is really fantastic. When you look at this body of work, it is really incredible because being a Reiki master, you're also a finance executive and strategy and transition coach, you provide this wonderful mix of services. And I think what's really great about it is the things that people come to you for, it could be anything, a lifestyle change, entering or exiting a relationship, striving for or maybe obtaining a promotion, starting a new business, exploring and fostering a new idea or a hobby, graduations, parenthood, I mean, so much more. And the diversity of the questions and concerns that the clients have really can run the gamut. And again, you've been doing this for a long time, and you're there in the beautiful Rocky Mountains. You work with clients all around now because, right, I'm sure with the technology, the virtual Zoom and everything else, you can really work with clients here, there, and anywhere.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I built this as a side hustle when it first started. It was a side hustle. So it was very important for me for it to be flexible and, you know, available. And in this day and age, a lot of people don't really have time to meet in person. And so for me, it was very important to make it remote-based. Again, to your point, you know, phone, Zoom, Skype, you know, any of the different technology pieces. But the beauty really came when the pandemic hit. And, you know, the pandemic provided a very unprecedented time. It, you know, was really hard on everyone all over the world, and I don't want to, you know, take that lightly, but for this type of business, it really allowed a service for people all over the world who were sort of quarantined at home that still wanted to work on themselves. And, you know, it gave them a platform to come to me. And I did see an uptick in clients because they're at home, they have, you know, more income, they have, you know, they can't say, hey, I'm too busy to work on myself. So it really afforded a lot of time and space for people that had been, you know, playing around with the idea of hiring a coach or taking, you know, a Reiki session, and it really gave them the time and space to do that. And so, you know, allowing them to leverage their inflection points and sort of optimize themselves when they were at home was really a very beautiful thing. Again, I built the business to be remote and accessible, and it's really served very much in that capacity.
That's fantastic. What's the most fulfilling part of it for you that you find?
That's a great question, Jim. I think the most fulfilling part is, you know, watching people discover their highest potential. You know, when we start a coaching relationship, we talk about, you know, why are you here? What is your little agenda? What is your big agenda? What are you trying to accomplish? And more oftentimes than not, people surpass what they think they're capable of. And it goes back to what I was saying about allowing space and energy to explore and discover things that you can't necessarily account for. If you're going through transformation and you're looking to transition into something bigger and better and find your highest potential, there is space for it to be better than anything you thought possible. And getting rid of those limitations is the most fulfilling piece for me as I facilitate the process and sort of tease out what's already inside of somebody. And they actually see a result at the end that they just, again, never thought was possible. It's something they couldn't have even imagined. That's where, you know, it's tried and true. What I'm doing is helping people. It's serving people. It's allowing space for people to find who they really are, their truest self, and be able to achieve things that they never thought that they could. And so that's where, you know, it's addictive for me. To meet people where they're at and then sort of set them on the rocket to a place where they can't even imagine going.
And the best way for people to make that initial contact is the fabulous website, which is really rich with content and very user-friendly as well. You can go to www.alecia, that's A-L-E-C-I-A, Wellen, W-E-L-L-E-N.com. To connect with Alecia. She's extraordinary at what she does. She's passionate. And again, she's also empathetic and a great listening ear, non-judgmental, and here to help. Certified coach, founder of Alecia Welling Coaching. And through a combination of proactive coaching, Reiki, she guides her clients through transition to find their truest self. And when you do, it's a glorious thing. Alecia, thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Close Up Radio. Half hours always go by so quickly, like in a New York minute. But hopefully we'll get a chance maybe to explore some more, maybe hear some case studies, testimonials, things of that nature. That would be terrific. Appreciate you being with us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me, too. Like I said, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been really great being on. So thanks.
You're very, very welcome. I wish you continued blessing and joy in everything you're doing. And, again, looking forward to hopefully chatting again real soon, Alecia. You be well, and thanks for joining us on the show. And you as well, everybody. Stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment with another amazing guest right here, celebrated on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, have a terrific day. For all of us here, take care, be well, and we'll chat again soon on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.